This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Report categorically that the Inspector General has found that all four FISA warrants were illegal. They were based on false information supplied to the FISA court. Michael Horowitz has concluded that all four FISA warrants were illegal from the get-go.
That was Joe DeGeneva. He was a special prosecutor or something out of the D.C. area. Yeah, former U.S. attorney. And he's discussing what is going to be the big bugaboo for the Democrats. Everything that the Democrats are doing right now, just so you know, is to keep your mind off of what's coming. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Comey was, and this was happened during my vacation, and Comey was supposedly cleared, right? He's been,
well, all you people that said I would be in prison and all you people that said this or that, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. You owe me an apology. Oh, man. So a guy wrote this. I just want to read it because I'll tie my thoughts into it. But he says, last week's publication of the Justice Department Inspector General's report on former FBI Director James Comey basically found that he was leaking, the leaking sneaky weasel that he promised President Trump he wouldn't be. Comey claims he's been cleared and is demanding an apology. Some conservatives are disheartened that the IG's findings didn't result in a JD decision to prosecute Comey. Justice Department, that is. Former U.S. Attorney Joe DeGeneva, meanwhile, said categorically that the IG report is investigating the FBI's actions in obtaining FISA surveillance warrants during the Russian collusion investigation and conclude that all four of the warrants obtained against one-time Trump advisor Carter Page were obtained illegally. And that was the piece that I just played for you before. Now, I told everybody when I heard about the Comey thing, I said, look, calm down. Calm down. Okay, Comey didn't leak classified information, but he lied under oath. That's going to come up. We also know what DeGeneva just said, and I believe him. DeGeneva is an insider. I'm not even basing it on him. The facts are, we're talking about from a common sense perspective. We know these FISA warrants were illegally obtained. We know this. Christopher Steele's information. Look, I don't want to rehash this stuff. It's boring to me. We know this. Here's what we also know. We know that Donald Trump has replaced most of the swamp rats with people that are now pro-Trump. And John Durham is going to be the guy. I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. John Durham's going to be the guy to blow the lid off of this. And he's got the backing of A.G. Barr. They understand that this Russian collusion thing was set up by the Democrats. Now, what are the Democrats doing? I talked about it the other day. They got to use social media. They got to try to do media. They got to shift they're shifting all the different strategies back to one single thing. Donald Trump is a racist. Ask yourself, do you really believe this is going to work once this campaign begins in earnest? Do you think that the nation is going to believe Trump? And I'll play you clips where they say Trump cares more about white people. I'll show you lunacy that maybe some of it you've heard, but lunacy that I wouldn't even think would have ever been mentioned of Donald Trump. I'll show it to you. But what I'm telling you right now is the Democrats have a huge problem brewing. It is a hurricane of Dorian, Katrina, and, you know, Benjamin. I don't even know. What's the worst hurricanes in history? It is a hurricane bigger than that. IG investigations, they say, are a sideshow. He says the real investigation is being conducted by John Durham, U.S. Attorney for the District of Connecticut. He'll be the one who decides who to indict and who will obtain these indictments from one or more grand juries convened for that purpose. They're saying there are grand juries out there currently looking into this. The reason why I'm even talking about this, folks, is I want you to calm down. And I want you to stay focused, but I want you to calm down. I want you to understand how right you are. How right you were in taking this government back. And no matter what type of embarrassment or anything people try to make to you, forget about it. I was talking to my aunt the other day, and she says to me, you know, Kevin, what did military school do for you? And I said, I don't know. I can't say specifically, but here's what I will tell you. If you go to Marine military school, what you learn is they try to break you down before they build you up. Right? So they tell you there's only two things that come from wherever you're from, queers and steers, and you don't look like a, you know, like a cow to me kind of thing. And then, but suddenly they build you up and they make you believe in a common cause. They make you believe you're bulletproof, and they make you believe in the people around you. They want you to understand that we're going to strengthen everybody around you, and you have a common cause in that. And so once you have that common cause of I'm going to protect my brother, your brother, it doesn't matter who he is. Your brother can be white, rich, poor, black, purple, doesn't matter. No questions. I don't know what background you come from. You could have been a school teacher. I'm talking about in the Marine Corps. So there's school teachers, there's engineers, there's rocket scientists, whatever. When you're fighting with your brother, it doesn't matter. And here's what's interesting. Watch them get together. Watch military men get together. One could be a billionaire mogul. The other could be a janitor. You wouldn't know the difference. They treat each other like brother. I'm talking about especially combat veterans. If you watch combat veterans get together, they treat each other like brothers, man. They know nothing else matters to them. But what it teaches you in this whole military thing, and particularly Marines, it teaches you that you can't crack me. You can't crack my spirit. That's what the Democrats are trying to do right now. They're trying to crack your spirit. They want you to believe you picked Donald Trump. How dare you pick a man that improves the economy? How dare you pick a man that dare fight for America and says the hell with these so-called partners? And they tell you, oh, how does this United States survive without its partners? I'll tell you how. By staying together. By having that one collective thing that we believe in. Us. That's how we do it. That's how we built the greatest country in the world, the greatest economy in history. And that's why everybody wants to be us or be a part of us. I don't have to explain this to you. It's human nature. But anyway, these guys have so many things looming. They have nothing that binds them the way that America binds us, the way that American spirit binds us. And that's why MAGA is sets them off like a bull. A red hat MAGA puts them like a bull in a ring. They just want to fire out at you. It's not going to work, folks, because the freak show of the Democrats is only getting started. You wait.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is fighting like heck to keep thousands of outstanding text messages between the FBI's lovers, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, under wraps until after the 2020 election. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch has been fighting to get these 13,000 pages of the Strzok Page documents. And the FBI wants over 2 years to, quote, process the Strzok Page documents. I hope the President of the United States declassifies them and says, just put them out there. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. That's how to reach us if you want to. The court in late July ordered parties to negotiate a solution to getting key documents more quickly. The FBI is protecting itself on illegal abuses. Wray's FBI wants to stall until well after the next presidential election before completing release of email texts between corrupt FBI officials, according to Tom Fitton. 26 months for 13,000 pages? Pardon me. And Fitton goes on to say what I say. The president should order that they comply. Say, no, there is nothing of national security implications in them. Put them out there. I only tell you this because I want you to understand the level at which these people are willing to go.
Let's move on. General Flynn's lawyers have officially filed for the special counsel's prosecutors to be held in contempt for withholding key evidence from his defense team, and the judge may dismiss the charges. I told you guys, don't be surprised if Flynn ends up suing everybody involved in that. So I don't know how you know, whether it's done through the government or whatever, but don't be surprised if he sues. This man has been damaged. He's been damaged. And now we understand why, right? We can connect the dots enough to say he was a Ponzi, a patsy. A patsy, not a Ponzi. He's a patsy in this whole scheme. Another part of the dam that's cracking for the Democrats. If you can't, what do you think's next? You think Manafort's people are going to go, whoa, wait a minute, what about us? You think Papadopoulos? Papadopoulos has been very vocal. He's written a book about this. I forget the name of it, but he's like, man, I'm going to tell you, I got railroaded. This is nothing but a railroad. And I'm telling, all these are little cracks in the dam, folks, but the big part is going to break soon. Soon, sooner than anybody believes. Unbelievable what's happening here. So, the Democrats are going to have to shift and figure things out. I'm going to talk about their strategy here in just a bit and a little bit more about Joe Biden. Because they're trying to breathe life back into Joe Biden, into the corpse of Joe Biden. Good luck with that. President Trump has leakers, and one of his the VP, a woman, says he's a racist and whatever else. It's funny to me how, I don't know who does it. I don't know what leftist is going along saying, hey, look, write a book, say something negative about Trump, we'll get you in the news. But some lady, I didn't even bother looking at the story. I'll be honest. Let me tell you why I don't do it. I don't click on the clickbait stories that say, oh, ex-executive VP of Trump, you know, properties or Trump this says that President Trump, that Donald Trump is a racist and he doesn't know what he's doing. You want me to click that? See, and they show a picture of this old white lady, curly-haired white lady, so I can go, oh, wow, she ex-Trump, well, let's go see what she says. I'm not taking your clickbait. HuffPo, WaPo, whatever periodical it is, because I know what you want me to do. You want me to go read nonsense. A woman who worked, I don't know, I'm gonna speculate, who worked for over a decade for Donald Trump, rose through the ranks because Trump recognized her skill set and achieved the American dream, right? And then suddenly, and by the way, she's working for the very racist and scoundrel that she's now saying. And why is she not now? Job is gone. Somebody comes up and says, look, we'll give you $2 million to say this about her. Or we'll, you know, further your career in some sort of way. I'm not telling you it's ever happened to me. I don't know how these politics get played, but I'll tell you this. I don't believe them. I don't believe anything the left says. I don't believe this woman. I believe that these people get bought off. Because let me put it a different way. Let me put this a different way. If I knew that the person that I worked for was a racist and a scoundrel and whatever else, I wouldn't work for him. I wouldn't. It's really that simple. It's having a conversation with friends. We talked about a business. If you go into a business and they give you crappy service, or they don't serve, they serve meat and you're a vegan and you are appalled by it, the left want to shut you down. We just don't go back. You see the difference? One of those solutions is a moral solution where you just go, look, I don't know what you put into your business. I don't know what your business model is, but it doesn't fit my personal lifestyle. Go forth and conquer. But I won't be back. Isn't that sort of the way it should work? I'm just curious. But not with leftists. No. They want to shut you down because you serve meat. And you don't cater to them. You're convenient to them. You've occupied a building for them. I don't care if you've been in that building 7 years and they just moved into the neighborhood. It's your responsibility to cater to them. Not the other way around.
They like your location, and you need to change it, or else they're going to change you. You will change to fit me. So I'm just telling you, leftists have, they got big problems ahead. Listen to some famous leftists. I was listening to John Hurley talk about what's her face, the girl that says blacks are too stupid. If we don't vote, if we vote for Trump, we're stupid. Deborah Messing or whatever her name is. Yeah, listen to Hurley say these people in Hollywood. He says they're good people. But they don't talk outside of their own group. They don't really know what's going on in the world. Thanks for telling us the obvious, John. He played Peterman on Seinfeld, for those of you who don't know who I'm talking about. He's describing the problem that leftism faces. You can't do anything. Somebody, I was listening to a comedian. He says, what are you going to be able to do or say in the future? I think it was Kevin Hart. He says, or somebody talking about Kevin Hart. He said, there's something in your past that won't let you host the Grammys, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Tonys, or whatever. There's something, because we're humans. We're all humans. We've all made mistakes. So what are you going to do, have robots hosting? The left has nothing left except to watch itself spiral in. It's going to spiral. It's going to spiral. And that's why I keep telling you, why are you worried? You got nothing to worry about. Anyway, so President Trump's got leakers. He fired a lady. He isn't going to prosecute her, but I did hear he's going to sue Omarosa. I say there's a trend coming with President Trump suing Omarosa.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new Paranormal Radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane warnings are being extended along the North Carolina coast ahead of Hurricane Dorian.
The hurricane warning being extended now further north to include the Outer Banks. The other part is the hurricane warning that we had in Florida going to be changed to a tropical storm warning as we try to move this storm further north.
On Wednesday, President Trump spoke at the White House, and we did say he's keeping an eye on Hurricane Dorian. The president also says a border wall is being built very rapidly.
The big factor was we just won the big Supreme Court case, as you know. We're building in different sections. We're building different sections simultaneously.
And according to the Miami Herald, Florida's Attorney General is investigating more than 2,000 reports of price gouging related to Hurricane Dorian's approach. Florida law makes price gouging a crime once a state of emergency is declared. Gas stations all across Florida are being investigated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If immigration facilities cannot guarantee the safety of detainees and, in particular, vulnerable populations, what is the justification for continuing incarcerate migrants and expand the detention system? Like, what would you do to improve and help the immigrants reunite with their families?
Close them down. No! We don't need them. We found that when we were in office, in fact, if you decided we finally got things under control, we find us that if you and say you have to report back for a hearing on such and such a date, people show up. You don't have to keep kids in a cage. There should be no justification separating a parent from a child. No, I really mean it. And by the way, I'm not engaging in trying to appeal to your emotions. Just practically speaking, you don't need to do that. The other thing we have to do is we have to find a pathway for dreamers. The fact, you know, we're dreamers. I love people who say, let's send them back. Can you imagine you're 4 years old, your mom says, we're crossing the Rio Grande, and say, no, Mom, I don't want to go. I'm going to stay here. Come on. Come on. And these kids who come and they end up doing well, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans. No, I'm serious. They get in school. They do well. They contribute to the community. They contribute to the country.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Where do I begin? Where do I begin? Look, Biden wants to make sense. He's got a captive audience, and he says, I'm not just telling you what you want to hear. Well, let's just begin where his first, I'm going to call it what it is. It's a lie. It's certainly a misinformation. He says most of these people report back for their hearings. People show up. That's a lie. These people get into America and they never show up again. I don't know what the numbers are, but a bunch of them do not. And then I love this part. There is no justification to separate a parent from a child, really. So if your dad was like mine, and he was an armed robber, and he robbed a man, was there a justification to separate a parent from his child? Oh, he says, and I love the next analogy he gives. You're a four-year-old, and your mom says, we're going to cross the Rio Grande and come into a new... And you're going, no, I'm not going to go, Mom. Yeah, that's called the false... He's giving you a false choice. See, what he doesn't tell you is that that woman is not, she's not seeking asylum. She's seeking a better life. And she wants to jump the line in front of everybody else in our legal system. And Joe says the child is just a poor victim of that. The poor victim of a lot of stuff. How many other victims are there of the people who are waiting in the legal line to get in? How many children are those? Are they victims too, Joe? And I really like this part. He says many of these kids, these four-year-olds that come across with their parents, they're Americans before Americans become Americans. Now, I want you to understand what he's trying to tell you is that they're better Americans. They are better citizens than the very citizens of the United States. And by the way, if you're a citizen of the United States, that doesn't make you American because you may not be a good one. So we don't claim you yet. You got to prove to us that you're a good American. Look, folks, since when has it been a secret that Joe Biden is a brain-dead moron? Seriously. When Obama picked Biden as his VP, everyone knew what the deal was. Obama needed somebody dumber than he, so that Obama could look intelligent, and the political Mr. Magoo was born, and it worked perfectly. If it weren't for leftists, blind, undying adulation for baby black Jesus, Biden would be a Senate relic. And once Obama was exposed as the fraud that he is, Biden's stock went down like the Titanic, which essentially put it below market value. Because what value did it have to begin with, right? I'm just saying. So when I hear people theorizing about Biden's political, life and his potential brain issues in particular, I wonder how they got so late to the game. When is it that you decided, you know what, God, that Biden doesn't seem to have it all together? I talked about it the other day. There were two articles written where people said one was called Death by a Thousand Paper Cuts. People not knowing, when do we get rid of Biden? And I love the dilemma of the Democrats. I really do, because Biden has the best name recognition. He's piggybacking on the person they still want to declare as baby black Jesus. And I could go on. He's got all the credentials. The pathway's been cleared. They don't even need another woman to try. So Biden's got it all. And yet, he's a topic of discussion. This isn't just conservatives making these observations, folks. I promise you, these are leftists making observations. The man is suffering, and they know it. But what gets me is the latecomers, the idea that you're just undiscovering this. I said this early on. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe Biden does make it through. I don't think he will. I don't mind being wrong. My theory holds. Everything I've told you about why Biden shouldn't be the nominee holds. By the way, years ago, I warned the Democrats. I said, Hillary Clinton is the worst candidate you could run. I don't know who else you have because you don't have anybody. But Hillary Clinton can't beat Trump. What happened? I was right. I'm telling the Democrats right now, I don't know who else you have. But Joe Biden can't beat Trump. Even with Google and Facebook and all these guys trying to get out the votes and all these other things, Biden can't beat Trump. Biden is a horrible candidate for a variety of reasons. And mostly because Biden's going to continue stepping on his pecker no matter what. There's not anybody that's going to contain him because he thinks he knows more than anybody. And here's the real bad news for him. Nobody cares about Biden. Never have and never will. You're not going to see big rallies. You're not going to see black people go, oh, my Lord, we got Joe Biden. Thank the Jesus we got Joe Biden. You're not going to see millennials fawning all over 76-year-old Joe Biden. And eventually, at some point, he's going to say something that even the lamestream media can't ignore. He's already said a bunch of them. I just played him saying that dreamers, illegal, the children of illegals are American before Americans are American. What more do I need to tell you? Biden is a gaffe machine. He's been one for decades. The frequency has increased monumentally. Why? Because he's on stage. And by now, Biden's campaign would have been over. I'm saying in the old days, he's run twice. He implodes quickly. The problem for the left, I love the dilemma. Who are you going to substitute him with? Right now, they want it to be Elizabeth Warren. They got a real problem with Elizabeth Warren. Her views. And she's a horrible candidate. You listen to her voice? Elizabeth Warren sounds like an 85-year-old woman She sounds with Parkinson's. She sounds like Katharine Hepburn. And then, and I mean, forget her views. I'm saying, if you want Grandma Moses campaigning for you, how long is she going to have her voice? How long are people going to pay attention to her? Not very long, in my opinion. Anyway, Biden's opened himself up to scrutiny that the Democrats can't ignore, and Fox News' Brit Hume, who I really respect, I like Brit a lot, he actually went on record to say that he thinks Biden suffers from dementia. I agree. I think Biden's got dementia. He's worse than dementia. He's not only got dementia, but he's got this idea that what he says is right, no matter what. He can't filter the conversation and interpret what's right versus wrong. He just says it. May have been endearing at first, but it's not endearing anymore. But anyway, for Brit Hume to actually come out and say, I think this guy's suffering from dementia, and Fox News approved it, the Politburo of Fox News, the Gestapo over there, I figured Brit would be on, you know, at least on the administrative leave until they figured out what they're going to do about a comment like that. Still around, though. General Mattis, who I don't respect nearly as much as many other people. Oh, Kevin, he's a 4-star Marine Corps general. No, he isn't. He's a puppet. He's a puppet. And he's a leftist. And I told people when we wrote an article about this. I talked about this before when Mattis was joining the Trump administration. We wrote an article and said Mattis is not nearly in line with Trump as most people believe him to be. And people were like, oh, you're just attacking Jim. I'm like, man, look, I went to the Marine Military Academy. Many of my friends are Force Recon Marines. I train with these boys. I'm as American pie, love Marines, you know, it's my favorite branch of the service, being blunt. So don't tell me what I know about Mattis. We did a profile of him and went, wow, this dude is a lefty. And of course he got fired. And Donald Trump has another lefty on, the one who's he put over the CIA. Another leftist relic. I'll talk more about her in a bit because I'm out of time in this segment. But I want to talk about Mattis and what his comments were about Joe Biden and something he made about the president. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah. And
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back. This was supposed to be the year of generational change in American politics, particularly for the Democrats. With far more millennials and Gen Xers now than baby boomers, and with the voting population becoming more diverse, you might expect the leading presidential candidates to look something like the people electing them. Instead, we very well could wind up with a presidential matchup between Donald Trump, who was born at the start of the baby boom era, and will be 74 on Election Day, and Joe Biden, who is too old to be classified as a baby boomer, and will be 77 on Election Day. Just 2 weeks shy of turning 78. And let's say Biden doesn't make it. Right behind him are Elizabeth Warren, who will be 71, and Bernie Sanders, who will be 78 and was born before Pearl Harbor. all came of age in their 20s during the age of Aquarius. But the age of Aquarius itself is 50 years old. For Biden, whispers about his age have grown louder, especially given some recent verbal faceplants. But the question is, in the age of Trump, is it possible to have the Biden gaffe conversation without having the Trump lies conversation?
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So Chuck Todd goes on to talk about the Trump lies. And I played some things for you guys that about the Trump lies. And it cracks me up that it's 17,000 lies Trump has told. And, of course, for all intents and purposes, you lie every time you talk. If you say things like, yeah, I can guarantee, or 99% of the time, or whatever, right? We speak in these lies. That's why I always say things like, look, I don't care. I don't know the statistics, but I would be willing to bet. Things like that. You got to do that because these leftist fact checkers are out there going, oh, you said 99% and 99.3. And God forbid you say 99 and it's 99.3 because then you lied. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. What a joke it has become to be a part of the political process. Okay, let's use this thought exercise and say Donald Trump is a liar. Here's what I will ask you. What are the results? An economy on steroids, a foreign policy that, quite frankly, nobody would have predicted. I'm talking about foreign policy success. Success on trade, success on denuclearization, success on cessation of war activities, success with getting rogue nations to come to the table. I mean, Donald Trump's talking about, hey, Iran, you need to come and sit down at the table. I'm willing to talk to you. By the way, I think Iran put out diplomatic communique saying, you know what, we want to talk. Their missile failed. You guys see the missile launch? They admit it. Yeah, our missile failed. Let me tell you why their missile failed. It failed because either the United States or Israel made it fail. They can't launch a missile. Won't matter if they have nuclear weapons. They won't be able to launch a missile. Same thing that was going on with North Korea. When they couldn't launch a missile, they launched short-range missiles. Everybody, oh, look at what they're doing. Donald Trump says, we don't have any restrictions on that. We have restrictions on long-range nuclear launches. And moreover, who's got them at the table talking? Donald Trump has reached out to Putin to say, look, we don't like your expansionist stuff. He didn't blame Putin. He says Putin did what Putin was supposed to do under Barack Obama. You got weak leadership. Go get as much land as you want. But, Putin, I'm going to bring you back to the table, but you're going to have to play nice. Oh, look at Donald Trump. He's a puppet of Putin. He's a puppet of Putin who sold in Europe, you need to stop buying oil from Putin because I'm going to put some pressure on him in other ways, and he's been able to do that. In fact, give me a conversation where Putin has been anything significant other than being used by the Democrats as fodder against Donald Trump. Give me anything this man has done during the Trump administration that trumps what Donald Trump is doing. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You've got a buffoons running for president against Donald Trump, a proven successful, okay, call him a liar, call him whatever you want. He is a proven successful leader. And I don't care, quite frankly, I don't care if Trump is a bona fide, what's the guy's name, Johnny Gervasian or whatever, that was played by John Lovitz. Yeah, that's the ticket. I don't care, because he gets stuff done that we've been wanting to get done. Watching politicians our entire lives promise and do nothing, and you get a guy that does something and the left wants to destroy him. But you know who they want there? They want a guy who suffers from dementia, who can't remember where he is half the time. We have that clip. Let's play that clip.
President
Joe Biden, or story he is told on the trail to a Washington Post podcast on Thursday.
I don't know what the problem is. I mean, what is it that I said wrong?
Biden said he was in Afghanistan as vice president when he was asked to pin a silver star on a Navy captain.
He said, sir, I don't want the damn thing. Do not pin it on me, sir. Please, sir, do not do that. He died. He died.
But as the Washington Post reports, almost every detail of that story appears to be incorrect. It's the latest verbal slip-up in a campaign that's already full of them.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids. Wealthy kids, black kids, Asian kids.
In
New Hampshire last Saturday, Biden told reporters,
"What's not to like about Vermont?"
Biden has been gaffe-prone for decades. President Trump, just 3 years younger than Biden, has made his own mistakes.
May God bless the memory of those who perished in Toledo.
But he is trying to make Biden's age an issue.
Joe Biden has truly lost his fastball.
But do Biden's gaffes, verbal slip-ups, and conflations matter in the age of a president who lies? According to a count by the Washington Post, President Trump has made more than 12,000 false and misleading statements since taking office.
Wow, 12,000 false and misleading statements. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Again, I ask you. So, look, I don't know what Trump says. Oh, my rallies have 20,000 people. They only have 18,000 people. There's a false and misleading statement. But let me ask you this. Does it matter to you? Does it matter? Does it affect your life if Trump says, yeah, I had the biggest inauguration, or we've had the biggest economy since whatever, since I took office, or the dollar's the strongest it has ever been, whatever. Does it affect you? I'm just asking because I want you, when you're thinking about the media and what they're doing and how they're trying to beat you down, they want Trump to be a liar. But let me ask you this. Is it a lie what you get in your paycheck? That you're getting more money. Is that a lie? When Donald Trump reminds you, you got more money in your paycheck, that you got that bonus you got because of him, that you have that job you have because of him, you have that job mobility because of him, you have a degree of happiness that is higher than it's been in decades because of him, and I could go on. You have a portfolio that's growing because of him. You have more financial security because of him. You have more vacation time because of him. You have more time to spend with your family and your friends because of him. And then they go, but he's a liar. Yeah, I know. Guys like Carl. Carl's still, he's out there. He's waiting on the shoe to fall on this conspiracy stuff, right? He doesn't believe that John Durham and these things are going to start to cook back on the Democrats. By the way, all the lies that Trump has told, these 12,000 lies they've documented, I want you to understand what's going to happen. The minute that leftists find out they've been lied to. When suddenly Comey's going to jail, McCabe, I'm told, is very close to being indicted. When Strzok and Page start getting indictments, as more and more whistleblowers start coming forward and giving John Durham testimony, do you think John Durham, I don't know if you've looked at John Durham, he's not a dude you want to sit across from. Connecticut Attorney General, works for the government. That dude, he's not a guy, when he has his information, it is not to trip you up. It's because he's going to say, there are a lot of people that have already talked about you. You better come forward and tell me the truth. He knows about Christopher Steele. All I'm saying, guys, is who's going to be the liar? Who's going to be the liar? I know you're worried. Oh, what's the polling on the poll? Oh, Biden matches up, blah, blah, blah. Biden is a joke, a political joke. General Mattis, who I don't like very much, but he says in Call Sign Chaos, Learning to Lead, his 2010 visit to Iraq by Biden when Mattis was the general in charge of U.S. Central Command, he says he tried explaining his view of the political situation in Iraq and the distrust of then Prime Minister al-Maliki. A withdrawal of U.S. forces too early, Mattis said, would simply lead to more dangers later. Biden, Mattis wrote, was obviously not interested in hearing it. While Mattis had no problem with Biden personally, he knew Biden was not listening to reason. I found him an admirable and amiable man. But he was past the point where he was willing to entertain a good idea. He didn't want to hear more. He wanted our forces out of Iraq. Whatever path led there fastest, he favored, Mattis wrote. He exuded the confidence of a man whose mind was made up, perhaps even indifferent to considering the consequences. Were he judging the situation incorrectly? Which, of course, he was. No, a vote of no confidence from a guy who's really a lefty. Gotta leave it there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.